Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. As we enter in with our faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move, amen, in our life and those that we love and concern about. Come on, come on, surrender it all over, withholding nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory this morning, oh God. We come exalt to your name above all names. There's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, enter in, or come on, with all faith, oh God, increase our faith right now so that we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside of us right now. We decree and declare we have the resurrection power working on the inside, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It is you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, oh God, that gives us new mercies. In new grace, and we just want to say thank you, and we receive it right now with all faith. Oh Lord, do something mighty, oh God. Do something mighty, oh God, in the life of your children, oh God. As we come, oh God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for this set time, oh God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive mercy. And we just want to say thank you for it right now. We thank you for every beat of our hearts and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for keeping those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your finished work, O Calvary. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come to receive on today. We come walking in expectation, and we decree and declare we shall receive all that you have us receive in this hour that will truly bless our life. Oh Lord, we thank you for your goodness right now, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, but we know, God, that all good things coming from you, oh, God. So we thank you for your goodness right now. We decree and declare your goodness is running us down and taking us over, oh, God. We decree and declare, God, that you keep on blessing us. Every time we turn around, you're blessing us. And we just want to say thank you for your blessing, oh, God, that make it rich and add no sorrow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, deliver us right now. As we come, oh God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, forgive us and deliver us from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, do something mighty, oh God, for us. Lord, whatever there has been sin, or we repent right now and turn back to you. We repent and we turn back to you, Heavenly Father. And we ask you by your grace and by your mercy, forgive us, Lord God, and shut every door of evil, God. Whatever the enemy has been using, amen. Whichever door, God, whichever avenue that the enemy has been using to come in and steal the blessing, the financial blessing, oh God, the joy, the peace, the happiness, our help, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, let that door be shut right now, and let more doors of blessings be opened right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that every door of evil that has been used, oh God, by the devil to steal and to rob us, oh God, be shut it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let all doors of blessings, favor, doors of opportunity, let them open right now. Oh, to us, oh God, your children. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And right now, the power in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, of Nazareth, you evil spirit trying to trouble us, we bind you up and cast you out by fire and by force in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever you are, evil spirit, trying to steal the blessing, trying to steal the things God has given us, we bind you up and cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, your time is up. We put a stop to all the work that you've been doing in our lives, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you evil spirit, we bind you up and we put a stop to your works. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we decree and declare all doors of evil, hallelujah, we shut with the power in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, our King Jesus. Amen. And we decree and declare all doors of evil that the enemy has been opened. Amen. Or that has been opened through sin or disobedience, we shut them right now by the power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ, never to be opened again, and doors of blessings so that more blessings can come in, and hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Oh, Lord, let them be open right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening doors of blessings right now. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up the channels of our spirit, oh God. Let there be a great pouring of it, oh God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your glory. Yes, Shekinah glory, oh God. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing, oh God, that all will see your glory upon our life, oh God, and know that we belong to you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that there will not be any mistake, oh God, that we are your children. We are your sons and daughters, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name right now, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, shada bokuru shiki, rekara da boshana mahaya. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name right now, Father God, as we come confessing this morning, oh God, the sins of our forefathers, oh God, we ask right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree in the crowd we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural, will not be earthbound. Oh, Lord, release your ordained angel, God, and war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven this morning, amen. We decree in the crowd we'll sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and ram. We decree in the path the anointing of God breaks every yoke and open up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today, that you pour out blessings on the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive us, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So we decree in the path our faith and receive the overflow of blessings that coming from heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness, oh God. Father, we decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word with your word, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we call out upon you this day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that our family may be saved, oh God. That even right now, God, those are in harm's way, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will remember us, oh God, and bring them out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace in us, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word, holding fast to your teachings and living in accordance with them. Amen. It is our desire to be your true disciples. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are a branch living in you. Amen. And we bear much fruit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, apart from you, we can do nothing. My Lord, my God, your son Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue, hallelujah, to live in your heart. Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. According to John 15 and 7, well, hallelujah, when we hear, when we bear much fruit of God, you, Father, are honored and glorified by your grace that we have received. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will show us and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus. And he has loved us, oh God, just as you, Father, have loved him. Amen. And we are abiding in that love. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you that you have assured us that if we keep your commandments, we will abide in your love and live in it. Amen. Just as your son, Jesus Christ, obeyed, amen, your commandments and lived in your love. He told us those things, amen, that your joy and delight may be in us, and that we, hallelujah, that our joy and gladness may be full measure, amen, complete and overflowing. And we just want to say thank you. This is your commandment that we love one another just as you have loved us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for it is true. Hallelujah. It sets us free. Amen. We are born in, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, that we do not deliberately know it or have a simply practice sin. Your nature abides in us. Amen. And we cannot practice sin because we are born of you. Amen. We have hidden, hallelujah, your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. Amen. Heavenly Father, may Jesus Christ do our faith dwell in our hearts. And it is our desire to be rooted deep in love and found the security of love that we may, hallelujah, have the power to be strong to apprehend the wrath with all the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, which is your devoted people, the experience of love, when it's the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of it. Amen. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there's to you who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine according to your power that works within us. Amen. To be your glory, oh God. And we just want to say thank you in the church of God in Christ Jesus throughout generations forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to destroy any witchcraft prayers or psychic prayers or ungodly soulless prayers that have been prayed or spoken over us or those in our family and all that we love concerned about to control or manipulate us spiritually or naturally. Hallelujah. And that demonic spirits are into the abyss along with the power of those words. To God be the glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God, let destruction come upon the camp of the enemy right now. Let the turn on themselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the works of the devil be destroyed in all his ages right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask of God, according to Isaiah 45 and 3, give us the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret place. Amen. Let the heavens rain down and the sky pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. Amen. Let the nations come and fall down, saying, God is in you. Amen. And there is no other God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 45 and 17. We are saved with an everlasting salvation, and the Lord will always keep us safe and free from shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the ends of the earth look unto you, O God, and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. Amen. We are justified in the Lord, and we glory in his salvation. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let every idle bow and stoop before the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all the pleasure. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you place your righteousness and salvation in Zion. Oh, Lord, teach us the proper and lead us in the way we should go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you said that you will answer our prayers and have a set time when you will climb the tables. Amen. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You, hallelujah, you will reveal the country from its ruins, and the people will come and there. Amen. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and all its people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, heal the land, oh, God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to divine and intervene and turn it all around for good. Oh, Lord, make a way where it seems to be a way. Lord, we know you to be a way maker, promise keeper, light the darkness. Lord, you are our healer. You are our redeemer. So we say so that we are redeemed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your mountain become a way, and let the highways be exalted. Amen. Shout for joy, oh, heaven. Rejoice, O earth, verses of tongues, O mountains, for the Lord comes with his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, O God, that you remember us on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that's in our home, all that we love and concerned about, let our children make haste, O God, and let the joy go forth out of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all glory to your name, God. Lord, thank you for your promise to signal all the nations to return our sons and daughters, O God, to the altar to Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, cause our desert places to be like gardens of Eden. Amen. Hallelujah. In our wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Amen. Fill us with joy and gladness, thanksgiving, and the sound of singing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you put your words in our mouth and covered us with the shadow of your hand. They follow you, might plant the heavens. Hallelujah. Lay down the foundation of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, Isaiah 52 and 1. We will awake and put on strength and put on the, hallelujah, our beautiful garments and nothing unclean will come through our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shake ourselves loose, ourselves from the bands of our neck, for we are redeemed without money. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare that we will not be afraid, we will not be ashamed, for the Lord is our maker. Amen. And he is the God of the whole earth. Lord, sprinkle our nation. Sprinkle many nations. Let them see, and those who have not heard, let them consider. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, through the mountains be shaken. Amen. And the hills be moved. Your failing, hallelujah, your unfailing love for us will not be shaken. And your covenant of peace, amen, hallelujah, will not be removed from our lives. For you have had compassion on us. And we just want to say thank you. We receive right now with all faith the everlasting covenant that we receive. Sure makes the merchants of David, amen. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls, and you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, to the mountain of the Lord, and we call you, and we are joyful in the house of prayer, and hallelujah, and we offer to you, oh God, the sacrifice, the praise, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, let our light break forth as the morning, amen. Let our health bring forth speedily. Let, hallelujah, let our righteousness go before us, oh God. And let you, Lord God, be our rear guard. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, guide us continually. And satisfy our soul and trout. And strengthen our bones, oh Lord. Let us be like a water guard. And like a spring of water who water fell not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Father. Hallelujah. We decree and declare your word. In Isaiah 59 and 19. That the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. Lord, we receive your covenant, and your spirit is upon us, amen. And your words are in our mouth, and we thank you, God. Let your church arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon us, amen. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon the church, amen. And let those in darkness, amen, come to your light, oh God, and see the brightness of arising, amen. Our rising in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Let your hallelujah, let the sons and daughters of the nations come to Zion. Let our hearts swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us, amen. And the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Zion, amen, which is the church in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, according to Isaiah 16:11, Zion's gates are open continually. They are not shut day or night, that men may bring the wealth of the nations. Let the glory of Lebanon come to Zion. Let your sanctuary be beautified, O Lord. And let the presence of your peace be glorious, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, violence shall no more be heard in our land, amen. No devastation or destruction within our borders, but we will call our wall salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare the Lord is our everlasting light, and our God is our glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 62:20-22. Lord, this is what you have promised. Your sun will not, will never set, or your moon go down. We, hallelujah, you are the Lord our God. Will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will come to an end. Your people will live right and always on the land. They are the trees planted to bring praise to thee. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, even the smallest family will be powerful, a powerful nation. For you are the Lord, and when the time comes, you will quickly accomplish your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Isaiah 61:3. Lord, you have given us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise to the spirit of heaviness, that we may be called the trees of righteousness. You're planted there. Hallelujah. You may be glorified. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, all is well with us, amen. We decree and declare the blessings that coming from you upon our life, amen. We decree and declare that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you've opened our eyes to see the well of water of your spirit, oh God. We will be filled, that our cup will be filled, and we drink it from it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand by the well of water from your spirit. Hallelujah, what we declare shall come the past, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we enter in this morning, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God. Let your word, oh God, be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Oh, Father God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God. Hallelujah, that we may apply it to our daily lives. Father, and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, that your word is, hallelujah, is forever established in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that your blessings are going and coming on today. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive divine, hallelujah. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Oh Lord, send your angels before us, oh God. Prepare the way, oh God. Making every crooked path straight, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Let there be no mechanical bays, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place. Everywhere our feet may tread. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare that we are blessed and that all things are working together for the good of our lives, oh Lord. We thank you for divinely intervening, Father God, and turning it all around for our good. That we can decree and declare on this line this morning that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If you know it's God that has kept you, amen. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be this morning? Hallelujah. Where would your children be this morning? Where would your family be? Amen. Where would they be this morning? Amen. Those that you love and concerned about. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's with us. That he'll never leave us nor forsake. Because we got so many reasons to shout. But if you want me to give you one this morning, amen, that would be the one. That God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the reason to shout. My Lord, my God, we thank you this morning. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, let's bless the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. Your lines are open. If you can hear me, I'd like to hear you back. Amen. Good morning. Good welcome, morning. Everybody. Welcome. Good morning, Minister Lauren Green. Good morning. Sister Shabante and Sister Sean. Good morning. Hallelujah, good morning. God. Good morning. Y'all bear with me for a moment here. Give me one moment. Hallelujah, God. We thank God this morning as we enter in, believing and trusting God. I thank you all for your commitment and obedience to be on the line this morning, trusting in God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family and all that you're concerned about and all that you bring it to our Heavenly Father, knowing that it is done. Amen. Amen. I did text a few of you all this morning to remind you that we are on the prayer line. I told you I was going to be calling, but it seemed like everybody was running a bit behind this morning, and I couldn't call everybody, so I just sent a text message out. I can do one or two, but when it comes down to five or six, I'm trying to be in position. Oh, glory to God. Some people need that phone call so the phone can ring, so hopefully they have that, notifications on.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Give me just one moment here. And I'm just going to, since I do see some of you are able to get on this morning, let me just reach out to the others really quickly here, and then we'll move right along this morning. Just want to see how everybody is doing this morning. My mom, she probably took some medicine like she did the other day, and it made those muscles relax and help her sleeping. She gotta sleep them off. Give me just one moment here. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the presence. I'm ringing. I'll let it ring three times, and then I'll hang up. We're on the prayer line. If you're going to join us, we're waiting on you. God bless. All right, that's one. They probably say, why is she calling me? I told y'all yesterday, if you be on here more than twice, I'm going to be calling you.
I'll message you, then I'm going to call you. They probably say, why
hey
she...
Hey there, you've reached the voicemail.
Okay, well, she made sure she took turn her phone off because I told y'all I was going to call y'all. Glory to God. Amen. How y'all doing this morning? Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
Amen.
I couldn't find my phone this morning, but I found it.
What'd you say, Javante?
I couldn't find my phone this morning. Sure, I just had went to bed probably like 12, 1 o'clock.
Oh, my Jesus. Called it 3 times, you know, hang up. Oh, it's just the 3rd time. All right. Some people probably purposely said, I'm not going to be home sleeping. That's all right. All right, y'all. I just want to do my part. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to start with our sister, Shawn. God bless you, sister. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Glory to God. We're so happy to have you on the line. Such a blessing to hear your voice this morning, knowing that God has kept you. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to strengthen you. Amen. And bless you mighty in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed. I worked both jobs yesterday, and I woke up at 3 a.m. and then I had laid back down. But I'm just thankful that you did call, amen. I hadn't forgot about you, but thanks for the call.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. I just thank God for your obedience to be in position, amen, trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those that you love and concerned about. So we pray that God will, we pray for answered prayers according to the will of God, that God will continue to use you mighty and fill you to overflowing with his glory, amen. Shekinah glory.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Siobhan, say God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm absolutely fantastic. Got a busy day.
Hallelujah. Amen. You went down a little bit. I heard you at first when you said fantastic and then kind of faded out there. What'd you say on the end?
No, I said I got a busy day today. But
the
God is
good. Oh, yes, don't we know? I know I do, too. But we thank God for the strength to endure and to overcome it all. So I just pray the success in all that you do today, that God will continue to be your strength, that the peace of God will reign over every area of your life. And I just pray that God will open up doors for you that no man can close. Amen. Doors, amen. Great doors of blessing and favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus, great opportunities that you'll walk in and receive. It is just for you, amen. It's nobody else can receive it but you, amen. They're just waiting for you to show up. They're holding on to it and say, no, that ain't it. That's not the one. That ain't the one. But when you show up, now, that's who we've been waiting for. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. There is a blessing with your name on it. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
God bless
morning.
You.
I'm doing good. Good morning.
Hey,
I'm doing
good. Good morning, Mama. Did you take medicine last night?
I took it away yesterday. I'm still here.
Huh. I'm still on you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, we're glad you're on the line this morning. God bless you. We pray the strength of the Lord for your life, and we pray that God will continue to heal you, mind, body, spirit, amen, soul. We just thank God. We just trust in God for a new work in you, amen, and all that you love and concerned about, because we know all good things coming from the Lord. So we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness in the life of your daughter, Karen. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor upon her life. I pray for long life, amen. Good health and strength, amen. Wholeness and newness of life, amen. That God will grow you in his spirit, amen. That you'll grow more spiritually and understand and know what God has called you for, amen. That you are his child and there's work, hallelujah, for you to do in the kingdom of God. I decree and declare that you are a kingdom builder, a soldier in God's army, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all think she'd be hyped. I'm just grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness. I'm still here. Amen. God has truly kept me, and I'm just so grateful in his keeping. Amen. And just trusting God for the more. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Amen. I'm doing good this morning, family. And I say family because we are family. We're all a part of God's family. We are his children. So I say my brother and my sisters, I'm so glad to be in you all's presence this morning. Sister Brandy is not on the line. She's normally one of the first people on the line this morning. I did reach out to her. I didn't get an answer. Like I said, after three rings, didn't nobody answer. And I just text, I don't bother nobody. And our sister Takara, hers went straight to voicemail. But we do want to pray for them and lift them up and just pray that God's protection around them, the peace of the Lord, and that God will just continue to keep them and those in their family and all that they're concerned about and love, that God will truly bless and move mighty and intervene in every area of their lives and turn it all around for their good. Amen. And we just thank God for his goodness. We thank God for who he is, amen, and in who God is in our lives. And I pray that we all have a closer relationship, a closer walk with our Heavenly Father. He wants us to have that relationship with him, amen. We serve a relational God, and he wants to have that close relationship with his children, and we are his children, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I know that we're having a play. And I just say this because when I think about our Heavenly Father, he wants us to come around. You know, he wants us to have that relationship just like we want with our children. We have some children, they only come around or, you know, family member when they want something, when they need something. But you don't see them until they need something or they want something. They don't come just to visit, just to come and, you know, in fellowship with you, you know, just to come and have that relationship. See, God wants that relationship. He wants that intimate relationship with us. Well, just don't come just when you need some. Just come because of who he is, being our Heavenly Father. Amen. Just, Lord, I just come to thank you, Father God. I just come to give you praise and honor. Lord, I come to visit you on today, oh God, knowing that all things are in your hands, oh God. But I just come to thank you, oh God, knowing that if you be with me, who could be against me? Amen. If you be for me, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for allowing me to come into your presence. Because that was a time where we couldn't come into your presence. But, oh, Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that we're able to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive from you. Amen. So I pray that we have that time, take the time out and with our Heavenly Father. Amen. God bless everyone this morning. This morning, our scripture is coming up, the book of 1 John. It actually just a scripture up from yesterday. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, just one scripture this morning, 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 24. I don't know about you all, but God is just, oh, the strength of God is something else. It's more powerful than anything you could possibly think would be powerful. I'm telling you, just being able to get up and be in position after all that hocking and all that stuff on yesterday and this morning, and nothing but the strength of the Lord. I tell you, not in my own strength, and I feel so strong. Amen. I feel so empowered by the Holy Ghost. Oh, my Lord, my God. I'm telling you, for God do it. Amen. It don't look like man, don't feel like man, but you know it ain't nothing but God. Jesus Christ, my Lord. Again, the scripture is 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Again, it's 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. When you get there, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. All righty. So our scripture this morning again, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. The Bible says, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
Yeah.
So the understanding of this scripture, amen, having that mutual relationship, the mutual relationship, living in Christ as he lives in us, shows itself in Christians who keep these three essential commandments. One, believing in Christ. Two, love the brothers and sisters. And three, live morally upright lives. So the Spirit's presence is not only spiritual and mystical, but it is also practical. Our conduct verifies his presence. Amen. Our conduct verifies his presence. How are you conducting yourself? Because it verifies the presence of God in your life. Amen. My Lord, my God. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in you. What spirit is dwelling in you? Amen. So if you read even further down when you have time in chapter 4, and I just want to read this as well, just real quickly here. In verse 1, it said, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Verse 2 said, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is God. Is of God. Amen. We have to try the Spirit, church. We have to try the Spirit. Amen. Because everybody that's saying Lord, 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 and everybody that's in the church and that's in the pulpit, you got to understand and know that they've all been called by God. You got to test that spirit. You got to test it. Don't believe every spirit, but test the spirit means that we shouldn't believe everything we hear just because someone says it is a message inspired by God. There are many ways to test teachers to see if their message is truly from God. Amen. My Lord, my God.
Amen.
God bless you all. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some people, you all believe everything that they read or hear. Some people believe everything they read or hear, and we just have to be careful, we in the body of Christ, amen, that we try that spirit by the spirit. Even those things that we read, amen, every word that we read, people say, because they're a spirit. Words are spirit. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you at this time. We're going to have our prayer petition. Hope y'all awake this morning. Sound quiet on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to start our sister Sean. We're going to have our prayer petition. God bless you. Go ahead, Sean. Hallelujah.
Sister Sean, please hear.
Go ahead.
He's praying for peace.
Peace. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we come this day, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, this faithful day that you've blessed us with, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word says that you give us peace, oh God, not that of the world, so the world can't take it away. So, Lord, we thank you for your peace right now, God. And, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just rest upon your daughter, oh God. Let your spirit rest upon her. Oh, Lord, let your peace, oh God, reign over every area of her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you right now, Father God, for your peace. We decree and declare shalom, prosperity, and peace are yours. Amen. And that your daughter receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your peace. Amen. Thank you, oh God, for your protection, oh God. Oh, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. Help her to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God, that you would keep her in perfect peace. We thank you for your perfect peace this morning. Amen. We decree and declare we shall not be moved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we will, hallelujah, hold on to the peace that you give and not that of the world. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, make her life, oh God, good in her days, oh God. Let it be good, oh God, because she keep her tongue from evil, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, for she hates evil, that she does good, oh God, and that she will seek always your peace. Oh, Lord, that she commit her life to you, oh God. Let peace and prosperity come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Jesus is our peace. Hallelujah. And we are a peaceable people. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are Jehovah Shalom, our prosperity and our peace. And that is so for the life of your daughter. I decree and declare that you will walk in peace all the days of your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. I decree and declare that you are blessed and prosperous because you are a peaceful person and that peace will come to you always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for your peace, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. And what I want to say this morning, when we receive the peace of God, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. Amen. It don't matter what the enemy is trying to do, what they're saying. Amen. When we have the peace of Christ, amen, it's nothing that can rob us of it. Amen. We just got to hold on to it, and we just decree and declare, I'm not going to let you or nobody else rob me of my peace because you did not give it to me. So you cannot take it away. Situation, you didn't give it to me. You can't take it away. Man, you didn't give it to me. You can't take it away. Woman, you didn't give it to me. You can't take away. Money, you didn't give it to me. You can't take it away. Job, business, you can't take it away. You did not give it to me. I'm going to hold on to my peace. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our peace because you gave it to us. And you said in your word that the world cannot take it away. And we understand that we live in this world, but the world does not live in us. So it cannot and it shall not take our peace. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. And I know a lot of us, if I could just have peace, if I could just, have peace in every situation. And I understand that to the fullest, you know. And I'm one of those people. I'm always like, I'm big on my peace. If it's going to try to come in, think it's going to take them my peace, I won't allow it. No, no, no. God bless you, sister. We love you. And we thank God for you. Peace is with you. Amen. Peace be still. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for peace. And that it is still in the life of your daughter. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I hope that you can hear me, Sean. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm moving around, getting ready for the funeral.
Okay, okay. All right. I just went on this line. Sometimes the line may go out. I saw my ex shouters, you know, let me hear y'all so I know that I'm not just talking. I'm praying, I'm preaching, and ain't nobody hearing nothing. And I'm found out later, so that's why I always say, can y'all hear me? Hey, can somebody say something?
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. God
bless you. My teeth and stuff.
Okay, okay. God bless you. We love you so much. God bless you, sister. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. My prayer today is I want God's strength for everybody on the line. That God would give everybody strength. Amen. Give them the joy of the Lord is our strength, that he would give us strength for us and for our families.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this morning with all faith believing, oh God. Oh Lord, all that we petition for, oh God, that it will be done according to your will. Not our will, Father God, but your will. So Lord, we come asking in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, along with your son, oh God. Lord, that you would continue to be our strength. We decree in the class scripture on this morning that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we receive your strength, oh God, being empowered by your Holy Spirit, oh God, to scale the walls of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bring strength, oh God, your strength, oh God, to those in our family. It was all that we love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, even when we feel like, hallelujah, that we're growing weary, oh God, when we feel like we can't keep on keeping on, oh God, when we feel like we're about to give up, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your strength, oh God, will overtake us, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we will be able to keep on keeping on, that we'll be able to endure the task at hand, hallelujah, to accomplish all that you set, hallelujah, before us to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your strength. Amen. Thank you for your
joy, oh God. Thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do, because we trust in you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And Father God, we pray, oh God, as we touch and agree this morning with your son, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will, hallelujah, that you will bless and mighty, oh God. For you are mighty, God, oh God. Let that be a great pouring in, oh God, even right now in this hour, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, that he will, hallelujah, right now, oh God, that he will mount up with wings like eagles, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, that he will be able to stand against all the tricks of the enemy, amen, because he has your strength, oh God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, no matter how many that come up against him, oh God, that you are with him, oh God, that he's already victorious, hallelujah, in the fight, in the war, God.
Hallelujah.
So we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, and we thank you, oh God, for your strength. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we bless your holy name. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Siobhante, God bless you. Sister, go ahead.
I want to lift up Kim this morning and Angie. And I just want to
I can't hear you. I don't know if you're on a speaker or something.
No, you're fine. I'm good now. Can you hear me now?
Okay, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Okay, so I said I want to pray for, lift up Kim and Angie. And I just want to pray for, you know, just heavy hearts. And just folks knowing that God loves them.
Amen, amen. It's, did you say Kim and Angie?
Yes.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. Lord, first and foremost, we just want to bless your name, Father God. Lord, we want to give you all praise, glory, and honor, God. Oh, Lord, for who you are, creator of all, in all, for all, amen. All seeing, all knowing, all hearing everywhere, God. So, Lord, Father God, as we come lifting up, oh, God, your daughters to say, Kim and Angel, God, and touching the ground with your servant, oh, God, Siobhante, this day, oh, God. Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will heal their hearts, oh, God, fix that is broken, oh, God, mend the tear in their souls, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you awaken their spirits on this morning, oh God, that they will know, God, that you love them. It's you that have kept them, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, creating them a clean heart, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we believe, oh God, as we lift them up, that you're already moving, that you're already working, oh God, that you already answered this prayer, amen. Even before it can leave our mouths, we just want to say thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you increase them in love, oh God, that they will love like Christ, oh God, as they receive the love that cometh from you, oh God, that there will be no denying, oh God, and know that they are truly loved, amen, that they are truly wanted and needed, that they are beautifully and wonderfully made by you, oh God, that they are your creation, and you love all that you have created, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for a mighty move in their lives, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would divinely intervene, oh God, and turn every situation around concerning them for their good, oh God. Let your joy overtake them, oh God. Let them receive unspeakable joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you will be their strength, oh God. Be their peace, oh God. Be their way. Be their truth. Be their life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as I pray that you will call them nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they will be able to hear, oh God. Lord, open up their ears, oh God, to hear what you're saying, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ concerning their life. And we just want to say thank you for it right now. And Father God, as your daughter has petitioned a prayer for others, oh God, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will bless her, oh God. Bless her mind and all that's in our home, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine unity of God, of her family, oh God. I pray right now, Father God, any curse, oh God, has been spoken against her family, any generation of curse, let it be broken and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare victory over your family. I decree and declare life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you shall live and not die and proclaim the good news of the Lord, our God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Any assignment that enemy has set out to destroy, and I'm saying it, let it be destroyed right now. Every assignment, every plot, every plan, every agenda of Satan and his agents to come to bring destruction upon our families, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of letting every scheme and technique that the enemy has set up to take our possession, to take our finances, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of letting, oh Lord, let our hands be blessed, oh God. Oh Lord, command the increase, oh God, in our storehouse right now. We decree and declare that it will not run dry, but it will overflow with the blessing of the Lord our God. For he is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, and we just want to say thank you as you receive it by faith, oh God. Increase our faith to receive the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. More of you, oh God. More of your blessing, oh God. More of your favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that you are healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. We believe the report of the Lord our God. Everything that the enemy has spoken, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that it's destroyed. We send it back to the enemy, amen, just to be consumed with our own lives and accusations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the insinuation, we decree and declare, hallelujah, peace, joy, healing, prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, divine appointments, divine promotions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree in the crowd that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With new eyes, amen. Let that man see with two. God said, with the one eye, you're going to be able to see more. He said, I'm about to do more. Ooh. Hallelujah. More insight, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't know the plan of the enemy, amen. They're going to wonder who done told her. Who done told her? We got an inside man. She got an inside man. A spy is in here because God is going to give you insight.
Thank you, Lord.
That the enemy is trying to do to bring you down, it won't happen. Amen. Hallelujah. You will know how to move in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. You won't move prematurely. Amen. Hallelujah. Your steps will be ordered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. You just got to believe that God is the one ordering your steps. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe.
No fear. No fear.
No fear.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you.
We thank God for
you,
sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom, Mother Carol, Mother Dylan, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. I don't have no particular. Just being grateful and thankful. That's, he woke me up this morning.
Amen. I'm telling you. Living in that place of gratefulness and just thanksgiving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. As we come touching the ear this morning with your daughter, oh God, just giving praise, oh God, to you, Father God, you and you alone, oh God. It is you, oh God, hallelujah, that founded that, hallelujah. It is you that founded out. It's you, oh God, that spoken, oh God, and existed today. It is you, Father God, that sent your only begotten Son. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we're just so grateful, oh God. And just, we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for keeping us, amen. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for all that you're doing. And all that you've done and all that you're about to do. Thank you for healing our bodies, Father God. Thank you for opening up our eyes. Lord. Thank you for restoring our soul, amen, that we know who we are and where we are and whose we are, that we belong to you. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Like you remember Noah, oh God, amen, and all the creeping things, every animal, oh God, that you stopped the, hallelujah, the rain from falling, amen, the water from flooding. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you remembered us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have kept us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this that you've called us together. And Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord God, thank you for the life, health, and strength of my mother. And Lord, I pray this day, oh God, that you would continue to keep her, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would bless her with long life, oh God. Oh Lord, that she would see her great, 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 great grandchildren. Amen. Lord, we pray for a miracle. Amen. A miracle, amen. A miracle of long life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, if you called her the matron of the family, oh God, that she would speak wisdom, oh God. She would speak your word, oh God. Not the word of this world, oh God. That she would not be consumed by the worldly thoughts and ways of this world, oh God. But she would be consumed with your word, oh God. Amen. And what you say, oh God. Believe in your report and not that of a man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you increase our faith, oh God, even the more, amen, that she can receive the miracle, not just for herself, but miracles of healing for her husband, miracles of healing for her children, oh God, miracles of healing for her grandchildren, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, miracles of healing for her sisters, oh God. Oh Lord, all that she loves and concerned about, and we just want to say thank you, whether it be physical or mental, God, spiritual, God, let healing come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now that it is so, as we walk by faith and not by sight, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you. I love you, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, love you too, Mama. This morning we're going to pray prayers of healing. Many of us, or those that we love and concerned about, are dealing with some type of sickness or ache, pain, discomfort, or some of us are dealing with things and the doctor don't know what it is. They can't figure out what's going on with us. I know many people have went back and forth to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, we can't find it wrong, and you know something is wrong. I'm not feeling right. My body is changing, and you keep telling me ain't nothing wrong. You just blood work. You can't find nothing wrong, but something is going on. And we pray right now that God will reveal those things. Amen. We know how the enemy operates. Amen. Hallelujah. But we know something is not right. So we pray that it'll be revealed. Amen. That God will bring healing. That there'll be a great testimony of how God healed us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our God has healed those in our family. Have God, hallelujah, reveal those things that the enemy was trying to hide and operate in and through. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let us pray this morning. Amen. And we just thank God that we are able to come this morning. Amen. I pray for everyone on the line and my family, my husband. Amen. As we venture out today to do the play today, I pray that it be blessed, and that I pray for divine promotions, that people will come out and that it will be a blessed show, that include myself and the cast members will remember their lines and be in position, and people will enjoy it. And I pray right now for Traveling Grace, for all that will be a part of the production and all that will be part of the audience, that they will have traveling grace and mercies on today, and that they will have a blessed day filled with joy and happiness. And come. You know, with the expectation of having a good time, have a made-up mind, I'm going to have a good time. And we deliver that, bringing laughter with the message. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. As we come, oh God, believing to receive our healing on today, oh God. Lord, we know what the doctor has said, oh God. We know, oh God, that they have diagnosed us, amen. But we decree and declare that you have our prognosis. And that prognosis is life and healing, amen, and life in abundance. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, as we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we also pray for healing for those in our family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and our loved ones, oh God. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that healing has come, amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we dig deep into the well of your spirit, for you have made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land. Amen. We dig deep in the valley of our circumstances. There, hallelujah, there we will find a well of spring water. Amen. We will dig, hallelujah, we will dig and dig until we find the water of your spirit. Amen. We decree and declare we are fruitful by the well of your spirit. We abide in your strength and the arms of your hands, and are made strong by the hands of the Almighty God. Our spirit encamps in Elam by the 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. Amen. For you have healed us, and none of the disease of Egypt or any other where hallelujah will come upon us and our family and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with understanding and wisdom, we draw out the counsel that you have placed in the deep well of our heart. Amen. And we will find healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with joy on this morning, we draw healing water out of the well of salvation. Hallelujah. We dug in the well of your spirit and drank your water, oh Lord. Give us living water, oh God, so that we will not thirst anymore or go to the earthly wells to draw water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the past, John 4:14, we will drink freely from the water that you have given us, oh God. It is a well of water that drinks up in everlasting life. We speak to the well of the Lord deep within us. Spring up, oh well. We will dig these wells according to your direction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, like David, we long to drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem. Amen. Let your rain fall and fill the pools of the well that we have made in our spirit, oh God. Our mouth is a well of life. Amen. We decree in the fact we speak life, health, and prosperity to our mind, body, and spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak life, health, and prosperity to the mind, body, and spirits of our family members and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we declare that there are fountains of waters, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon, the well within us. Amen. According to the song of Solomon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank that water. We come to you and drink living water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare that there are John 7:38, our belly overflows with rivers of living water because we believe in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare, hallelujah, Jeremiah 31:9, we come to you and weeping and you lead us to walk by the rivers of water. Therefore, we will not stumble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth, hallelujah, fruit in our field. Amen. Our leaves do not wither. Everything we do, hallelujah, prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're like a tree planted by waters. Our roots spread out by the waters. When the heat and drought come, our leaves will not, our leaves will stay green, and we will not cease to bear fruit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the cloud, we've been planted in good soil and by great waters. We are a splendid vine that brings forth branches and bears fruit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our mother is like a vine planted by the waters. She is fruitful and full of branches because of the abundant water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we decree the craft that you have shown us a pure river of water of life. Amen. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the midst of this river was the tree of life, whose leaves were for the healing of nations. And there shall be no more curse of sickness, hallelujah, upon our lives and those in our family. Amen. And all that we're concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ, we drink of the water of life freely. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, has given us a fountain of water of life freely, and we drink right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We serve the Lord our God. He has blessed our bread and our water, and it takes away sickness from the midst of us and those in our family. Like Moses, we bring our family before the Lord and wash them with the water of the word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will bathe ourselves in the running water of the Spirit to cleanse ourselves of any issue, physical, spiritual, and emotional. We shall be clean in the name of Jesus Christ. We will speak to the rock of salvation, and he shall bring forth his water so that we can drink. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare that we're like groves of palms, like fruitful gardens planted by a riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. He will pour out his spirit over us, like gushing buckets of water, and our seed will be supplied with all they need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, we will be purified with the water of separation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're like the trees whose roots are spread out by the waters, whose branches are refreshed with the dew. Amen. New honors are constantly bestowed upon us, and our strength is continually renewed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God draws the water up into small drops and calls it to rain on us, so we are blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, as the deer pants after the water brook, so our soul pants after you, O God. Our soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We decree and declare the Lord would hear us, for we are poor in health and needy and in search of living water. He will not forsake us. He will open the rivers and high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. He will make the wilderness a pool of water and dry land. Amen. Springs of water. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for our healing. We thank you, Lord God, that we are cleansed, that we are sanctified and cleansed through the washing of the water by the word, that we've been presented glorious before the Lord, having no spot or wrinkle. Amen. We are holy without blame. Amen. Holy without limits in the name of Jesus Christ. We know it. We draw near right now to the Lord with a true heart full of faith. Our heart has been sprinkled clean by the blood of the Lamb, and our body washed with pure water. Amen. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord, and in your light we see light. We will heed the, hallelujah, we will heed the advice of wise words. It is fountains of life. By our being we avoid the snares of death. Death will not touch us because we fear the Lord, and he is our fountain of life. And by faith, we receive it right now. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. We believe and we receive on today. Oh, Lord, those of us that come believing, oh, God, but Lord, we ask you to help us with our unbelief, that we may be healed, delivered, and free, that your peace come and be still, oh, Lord, that we know, oh, God,
to understand is you have given us the peace that the world cannot take it away, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give it all over to you right now, God. We don't take nothing back with us, oh God, as we leave this line. And all that we prayed about, Lord, we trust you and we receive it. Not to pick it up again. And we just want to say thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the victory, amen. Hallelujah, Father. We bless your name as we leave this line into your presence. Lord, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. And we know that you can do all things but fail. We walk in expectation to be, Lord, use us. Let us be the vessel that you go through our hinder. Let your word be in our mouth, oh God. Let us be boldly. Hallelujah. With confidence with the power of the Holy Ghost that we have on the inside. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. Saturate every area of our lives. Hallelujah. We decree that all is well with us, and we are blessed that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to nothing. We are the righteousness of God, amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, amen. Our sins are forgiven. We're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We're victorious. We're restored, amen. Hallelujah. We're forgiven. Because, Lord, you have blessed us. You've turned it around for our good and those that we love and concerned about. And we thank you for it all. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you receive that prayer,
amen,
then be to you all that's in your home according to your faith. We thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. God keep you, amen. I pray you all have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen, that you will reference him throughout this day, Lord. It's God that keeps us, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, I'm going to call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Amen. So, Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Sister Dilla, go ahead.
Say thank you for praying for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And have a good play today. And I'll see you at 10 years.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we have our family prayer line at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Trying to get it all together. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mama. Amen. Those you all love, and I just thank you all again for your obedience and being on the line this morning. Amen. I hope I'm not disturbing nobody by calling, because I did tell you on yesterday, if I see you more than twice, I won't call you. I won't text you something. I'm going to reach out so you know we're thinking about you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not forgotten. We remember you on today, and we pray, and we know that God has not forgotten about us. Know that God loves you. Amen. More than anyone can ever love you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. You have a blessed day now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, even when the world around us is falling apart. Give us a faith without limit that enables us to walk in paths of righteousness. Let us rejoice in the joy of our salvation each and every day, knowing that because your son lives, we have our very existence. Because he is a conqueror, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Because he is victorious, we are crowned in victory. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing.